أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو يعلم الذين كفروا حين لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم ولا هم ينصرون بل تأتيهم بغتة فتبهتهم فلا يستطيعون ردها ولا هم ينظرون ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون. صدق الله العظيم. The discussion, the Quraysh of Makkah in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ridicule and mock him. Two especially mentioned here. One is that he will leave this world and his deen also will leave this world. He will die, his deen will also die, as though they would remain forever and ever. The second is that you speak about this azab, you speak about this qiyamah, so why wait? Let it come immediately. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed the first part, that there is nobody that is going to be living in this world forever. Nobody is eternal. And now the discussion of the second part, the response, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا حِينَ لَا يَكُفُّونَ عَنْ وُجُوهِهِمُ النَّارِ وَلَا عَنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Those who disbelieve, if only they know at the time when the azab of Allah ta'ala will come, they would never be able to avert it, neither from their faces nor from their backs. So when this azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, that azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat will surround them all sides. One is the azab of the akhirat, and also in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab will completely encompass a person, and he will never be able to avoid it. He will never be able to avert it. He will never be able to ward it away. Nothing like that. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And he will never be assisted. There will be nobody that will help a person. Normally, if we can do something ourselves, we will do it. And if we cannot, then we'll ask for help. Here, there will be nobody that will assist the person. Then Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَغْتَةً فَتَبَهَتُهُمْ. That this azab of Allah Ta'ala will come and they will be bewildered. When this azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes, they will be in this stupor. They will never be able, they will never comprehend. They will not know, they will lose their minds completely. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ رَدَّهَا. And they will never be able to repel it when this azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, either at the time of maut or before maut. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ. And they will never be given respite. In other words, it will come very, very suddenly upon them. وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala consoles our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, many of the Anbiya, as a matter of fact, almost all of them, they were mocked at, scoffed at, before you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you are not the first. This is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this system had continued from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. After him, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. People mocked and they scoffed. And they made a mockery of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But that Allah never turned his eye away from it. Allah says, فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. That whatever the scoffing had been, those scoffers, whatever the ridiculing of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had been, it had surrounded them. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had retaliated, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken the revenge. So these people of Makkah Mukarrama, they will go on, but that time will come. And we saw one very, very minor compared to the akhirat, a faint model at the time of the Battle of Badr, that they were thrown into the wells. The kuffar that had died on the Battle of Badr, they were thrown into the well, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood there and he asked them, did you find whatever the promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was to be true? In other words, Allah ta'ala had shown this faint model to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his lifetime. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.